three, two, one. Good luck and have fun. Sam Gorski in red, GameSense in blue. We start with GameSense. Nathrax out of the north spawn in the parking lot, coming down the alley as we quickly follow him with a grenade. He's got the G36. I actually checked that, the LR300 out. As we see some action on the other side of the map. Maori and Nemec both dying here over in the company park. It's Nemec and Maori going mano-a-mano, and it's going to actually be Maori on top. LR300 doing the damage, doing the talking, and Nemec going down. Nemec, we follow Sam Gorski out of the McCain supply yard. Nemec holding over near the mailbox on William Street as Slider gets a kill with his LR300 on ESV of Sam Gorski. Richie following Sanu down the alley at the opposing end. That is Wolverine headshot. Richie taking him down. Much love for Richie. LR300 doing the talking early for Richie. Back out to the front. We follow up Maori now coming down William Street, just passing the white SUV. Sanu getting a headshot LR300 style on a Botas. As we see Maori now passing the white SUV, running inside the main entrance to the porn offices, out the reception desk, coming just near the west entrance of the metro station. His Slider gets his game on, gunning down Anemic again, another LR300 kill. Richie coming out of the metro station just near that reception entrance. He can see one of the Portuguese gamers. He can see Maori up on the stairs. Here comes Richie inside up to the second floor. We go on the stairs. We do a no battle there. Richie making his way to the second floor, looking out the window. Nobody home. He is hooking up with one of his teammates there. As we come down the stairs, Maori coming up the stairs, gets a nice kill there on Richie, but Sanu to clean things up for Sam Gorski, and we are tied 1-1 after two quick rounds here. We are only 2 minutes in, tied at 1-1. Nemec now coming through the metro station. He's got Sanu in front of him through the west entrance. Now Nemec and Sanu assaulting the reception desk. Coming out, that was ESV getting a love on Slider. Slider going down, but too much Maori, too much Wolverine, and G-Sense takes round three, 2-1 now. Our score is 17:45 to go here in the match. And Sam Gorski spawning on the north side over in the north parking lot. Richie, though, passing grenades as he runs down the alley, meets up with Natrax here. Natrax and Richie going at it. Mono we mono again. LR300 dueling LR300s. Who's going to come out on top? Great headshot by Richie, whipping out the DE, doing a little pistol whipping love. And Sanu also getting the action. Nemec with back-to-back kills here. He also took out Botas, who came through the alley entrance. Some great work there for Sam Gorski and Nemec, as they now have the man advantage going after Slider here for GameSense. Slider under assault. Great shot on Nemec. He guns him down, comes around the south parking lot into the company park, where he meets up with a lot of resistance there. Sanu and Richie with the DE retreating. Slider cannot get around the corner fast enough. Sanu going to finish him off for Sam Gorski victory here. We are tied again at two apiece after four rounds, as SUV, ESV, and Richie come out of the north parking lot once again over near the side building stairs, looking down the alleyway. That is Nadrax holding his position again. We see Sanu in the background gunning down Slider, and here comes Richie through. Richie, it's going to be Sanu gunning down Nadrax, and again Sam Gorski having some good luck down the alleyway. Maori, one of three GameSense gamers. He does battle out in the south parking lot. He guns down Richie with the LR300, goes inside calling for a medic. He does have a Wolverine and Wolverine with him. And here comes Wolverine up on the stairs. They go just near the second floor landing. They heal up. So we have a two-on-three here. And I thought I saw him coming down the back hallway. Here they come, being led by Sanu. He's got the LR300 out. Has about 95 health. You hear the action. That was Wolverine getting punked. ESV with the kill as we follow the action just outside near the south parking lot. Bodies everywhere. Maori was gunned down by Sanu. Here we go. One on one again. And Nemec. Nemec does it again. Maori dropped. Nemec, another headshot with the DE. Nemec has his game on today, doing a very good shot. That is his third headshot in two rounds. Nemec now five kills, just two off the pace here of Sanu. Maori leading all gamers with nine. A great HE grenade there from Maori to get the round started. But Botas right there to clean up a unit. Coming through the alley entrance, Slider gets a whole lot of love on ESV, then quickly retreats. He is injured, has about 20 health. Back to the the restrooms he goes as Game Sense. Now regrouping inside the restroom, healing up. Yes, they do have a medic with them, and their medic is, I believe that is Wolverine. No, that is Botas. And through the main entrance, here comes the assault from Som Gorsi. Maori gunning down Nemec. As we go outside with Slider, passing the white SUV on William Street, that is Richie getting a whole lot of love from Botas. Again, we are tied at 6 apiece. Time left on the clock, 14:50. Some great action here so far. Maori's HE grenade connecting again. Two rounds in a row. Sanu dropped by that HE grenade. He has turned into a bloody little mess as Uni inside the metro station takes down Wolverine. Maori getting in on the action here, but Maori gunned away, turned down Uni with the Spaz Blast, dropping the boomstick, doing the talking slider in from the backside. As we had coming through? We had Natrax coming through the front door. Teams exchange kills, but Natrax going to be left standing here. He's got to face off with Uni now. Natrax inside the metro station. Uni in the metro station parking lot. They look at each other through the sliding doors. Who's going to open the door first? It is going to be Uni opening the door, but it's going to be Natrax with a quick trigger. He drops Uni. Point goes to G-Sense. 4-3 our score here. 13:57 left in the match. Slider's HE grenade turning away the attack of Uni, but right there it is the LR-300 round from ESV that drops Nemec. Maori coming through the north parking lot very quickly. He's able to gun down Sanu, but Richie too fast on the trigger of his LR-300 to turn him away. Wolverine also getting a kill on ESV. We're in the north parking lot. It's a 3-on-1 here. Richie in a lot of trouble. Never had a chance. Wolverine, Slider, Botas, and it's going to be Botas with the kill. So there is your first 2-point lead of the match, and it goes to Game Sense. As another kill, I'm not sure what Maori's doing, but he's doing something right. He, again, starts a round off with another HE grenade kill. That is 3 rounds out of 4 for him. Inside the alleyway entrance we go. That is Natrax doing a couple of fine jumps off the wall. He gets a kill, and GameSense gets a quick victory. They go up by 3 now. Score 6-3 as GameSense has doubled up Som Gorsi. We are with Natrax down the alley. He comes. Wolverine getting some love in the background. Guns down one gamer, Sanu and Anemic picking up the slack though, gunning down Wolverine and Botas. And right now, GameSense in a little bit of trouble is Som Gorsi has only lost one gamer as we follow Natrax still outside the company park entrance, the side entrance. Here comes Uni, here comes Anemic, and it's going to be ESV with the final kill in that round. 6-4 our score, 12-20 and counting. Down the alleyway we watch ESV trying to fend off the attacks of Natrax. Uni backing him up, as is Richie, and here they come. Som Gorsi running down the alleyway very quickly. ESV leading the charge down William Street. He ducks inside the main entrance to the porn offices. Down the back hallway he goes, and he meets up with Wolverine at the north parking lot entrance. Wolverine come through, leading the charge here. Botas and Maori coming through. Wolverine gunned down ESV with back-to-back kills on him, and who else? He got two gamers there. I missed the second one, but when it is all said and done, everyone is dead. Slider left for GameSense. Richie left for Som Gorsi. We're back to a 1-on-1 here. Time left in this round, 2 minutes. It will not last that long. As we approach the 11-minute mark, we are with Richie now, coming north to south down the alleyway. As we check out the mini-map here, and moving inside the building down the back hallway, that is Slider. As we watch the action here unfold on the mini-map, we go inside the alley entrance. They find each other. Action. You hear the gunfire in the background. LR-300. Again, dueling LR-300s. Here comes Slider all the way around down William Street from south to north up the alleyway, and he's able to gun down Richie, who knew he was coming, just did not get to him fast enough. Som Gorsi dropping another point here. 11-4 is our score. Natrax, again, very quickly down the alleyway. He gets a kill on Uni. As we follow Slider, opening the north parking lot doors, dropping back-to-back grenades there. One of them did a little bit of damage too. Richie, who retreats over into the loading docks. Richie, though, turning away the attack here very nicely on Slider, as Sanu picking up back-to-back LR-300 kills once again. We watch Nemec. Oh, and it's going to be a nice shot there. Natrax from the front gunning down Richie. And you hear it in the background. Red team wins. We get the OMFG from Sanu, 7-5. And that point awarded, as I said, to Sam Gorsi. So our score, as I said, 7-5. We continue to watch the action here. It's been some good action so far. Inside the metro station, we go very quickly. Botas, another big DE kill there. Botas, some nice work. We follow Wolverine out of the metro station, into the company park very quickly, in to the side entrance. A lot of action. 3-1. There's Sanu turning back the attacks. Wolverine killing ESV. Maui, though, back-to-back kills. Richie and Sanu with the LR-300, and that is going to give another point to GameSense. Score 8-5 now, just past the 10-minute mark. Grenades coming down the alleyway once again from Natrax. ESV very quickly down from behind. ESV going to gun him down. Maui getting a kill on Nemec there. And here comes Slider down William Street once again. Not avoiding the grenade. Nice timed grenade there by Uni. That grenade found its mark. Hit Slider. Took him out. As we see Maui coming around the north parking lot. Not able to kill Uni. As Uni finishes him off, calling for a medic. That was ESV inside the alleyway entrance. We got nobody there just passing the main entrance. That is Wolverine. We cycle him very quickly. Wolverine coming near the side entrance under attack. 2-on-1. It is going to be Richie and ESB, but Richie going to finish him off. Point 14 awarded. 8-6 our score here in favor of GameSense, formerly Tricky Clan. A lot of action here starting this round again. As we follow Maori over near the metro station in the west entrance, he goes. And here comes GameSense once again, sort of regrouping in the metro station. Botas and Wolverine out of the north parking lot, the metro station, all the way down. We follow Maori now, getting down to the alley, and he is going to find Sanu. Gets a couple of shots on him, hitting Sanu in the vest. Sanu is injured. 2-on-1. Sanu coming through quick. Maori gets him going by. Nice headshot there on Maori from Uni's G36. Botas and Uni going at it. Mano y mano now. Desert Eagle out for Uni. Yes, he puts him away again with the Desert Eagle. Nice work there by Uni, but Wolverine coming from William Street finishes off Uni for another GameSense victory. And Sam Gorsi getting one back, but giving one up right there. Natrix grenade. Oh, ESV jumping. Could not get out of the way quick enough. But Natrix stepping on his own grenade gives us the as in what the hell happened there. Wolverine and Uni doing battle just off the main entrance there. Wolverine gunning him down. Maori getting a kill as well. As we follow Slider now down the back hallway, going after Richie of Sam Gorsi. And it is going to be Wolverine with a mighty kill there with his LR-300. So another point to GSense, and they are slowly starting to run away here in this match, as they've put up last couple of rounds here. 7 minutes to go in the match as we follow Sam Gorsi down the alleyway once again. We are with Nemec under a heavy attack here. Natrix coming through, and it's going to be a flawless victory. Sorry about that. I dropped my mouse. Had to pick up my mouse. A flawless victory here for Sam Gorsi. They go up 11-6. As we go inside the metro station, Richie dropping a couple grenades out into the company park. Uni coming through. He's got Botas in his sights. G36 doing the talking. He goes down. Uni now with help from Richie. They pass the south parking lot. Uni's got the grenade. He tosses it in the direction of Slider. Slider is hit. He is injured and bleeding. He heals himself up but finds the DE of Richie, and he is on the wrong end of that DE. Not a good place to be. Sam Gorsi coming back strong and in fine fashion. Sanu getting the final kill here in round 18. 7-11 in favor of GameSense. You hear the AK-103 out. I believe that was Nemec who had, as we move inside the metro station. Lots of action taking place. Richie dropping the please comment. Sanu in the north parking lot taking on Wolverine as Wolverine takes his life. Sam Gorsi going down again. Round 19 in the book. 12-7 our score here. As we quickly get to the action, Maori aiming high, finding Sanu up on the light just outside the reception desk, trying to get the drop there on GameSense, not able to do so. GameSense wasting no time. Maori coming through the metro station parking lot. He does have Wolverine on the far side as he moves through the north parking lot down the alleyway. He is reunited with Botas and Wolverine, who make their way out to the front of the map, the south side of the map here, exchanging kills, Uni and Wolverine. But ESV right there to get a quick kill on Wolverine. Botasso getting the point for his clan. Round 20 in the books, and it is all a game since at this point. They've nearly doubled up Som Gorsi. 13-7 here is our score. Som Gorsi going to have to try to stop this run here. Two in a row, but they've won around 16-7. He gave up 18 and 19 and 20. So four out of five rounds here for game since in the late goings here on UT Turnpike. As we follow Botas now passing the white SUV, running over to the west on William Street. He's got Slider behind him as we see ESV along with Uni. Richie there doing some healing on Uni. Sanu down William Street. He is going to buy the farm right near the McCain Supply Company sign. As we repeat ourselves there, another kill. Slider, a long-distance LR300 kill on Uni. Richie left to fend for himself once again. Good news is he only has Botas to kill as we see Richie with about 85, 90% health. He's got the G36 out, going to look for Botas. Botas just inside the alleyway entrance. Are we going to have anybody open that door? We will have to wait and see as we pick it up with Richie. Richie now making his way out toward the McCain supplier. He's all the way back near the service entrance next to the loading docks. Here he comes passing the loading docks up over the fence, south parking lot around the corner. We follow Richie as he goes inside the side entrance here to the office building, up the stairs, second floor, as we continue to watch him. Botas taking the quiet route. He's got the stealth slippers on. Now we meet up inside the back hallway. It is going to be Botas with the kill on Richie. And Richie giving us the, oh, please. I don't think Richie liked that kill. He thought he had him in his sights. Not able to kill him. Natrix grenade again. Early kill here on Uni. Botas getting the kill on Richie here to start the round. Slider back-to-back kills. Nice work by Slider as we are over in the alleyway. Slider and Natrix now entering the side entrance, moving through the office building, coming out the main entrance near the mailbox. It's not going to matter. Maori finishing off the round here, killing ESV. So this round is definitely going to go to game sense. Score now 15-7. They are up by 8 points. Som Gorsi just going to have to play to get some points back. Natrix stepping on his grenade once again. So this is this could be the break that Som Gorsi needs. They do have the man advantage. Nemec getting another DE kill on Wolverine, but Maori fighting back very nicely. Back-to-back kills on Nemec and Sanu as we move through the office building now with Richie once again. Richie passing the main entrance. Richie getting the better of Maori with the LR300 from the backside. Coming through the side entrance, Richie turns away the attack from Slider over in the reception area. And that is going to be a Som Gorsi victory. Their first victory since round 18. So that cuts the lead down to 7. 15-8 is our score. Sanu returning the favor on Natrix, turning him into a nasty stain. A nice HE grenade there as we see Maori coming out of the north hallway. From the office building, Wolverine dropping the back-to-back kills on Nemec and Richie. We see Som Gorsi healing just off the loading docks here off the north parking lot. Coming through, never seeing him. Uni ran into the bullets of Slider. Slider also with the kill on Sanu as ESV now retreating around the corner into the loading docks just off the back alley. As we see Botas coming around the corner, he drops a grenade, and he is going to get the kill here for game since. Nice grenade. He knew right where ESV was. Dropped the grenade in the loading docks. That grenade connected, turned him into a nasty pool of crap. 16-8 is our score as ESV starts the killing off early, finishing off Natrix, who was quick down the alleyway. As we see Uni on the wrong end, actually check that, make that Maori on the wrong end of Uni's G36 slider going down. He's going to be killed by Nemec. So that is two out of the last three rounds here for Som Gorsi. They're trying to cut into that lead here that GameSense has, 16-9 with just about 1 minute left. Over in the company park, lots of action taking place. That is Maori and Slider turning away the attacks from Som Gorsi. That was Nemec and ESV being gunned down. And here comes GameSense once again moving through the metro station into the north parking lot. Maori leading the charge here for GameSense. Turning the corner, down the alleyway he goes. Uni buying the farm. Nice work there by GameSense. They overrun Som Gorsi too much here in the latter rounds. As we continue to watch GameSense dominate here from about From about the 12-minute mark, they have taken over and completely dominated Sam Gorsi, who looks strong early, but just have not been able to keep up with this powerful Portuguese clan game since formerly Tricky Clan here. As we watch the action unfold, the final 10 seconds, Richie quickly down the alleyway, gunning down Natrix, not taking names, but kicking some serious ass. Having a good game, too, I should say. Nemec got 14 kills for him, although Richie leading all scores here for his clan, for Sam Gorsi with 23. We are down to 3, 2, 1. No time left on the clock, so this is going to be the final round. This round, hopefully, actually, we'll see which way it goes. We are tied 2-on-2 is where we are at. Actually, a 3-on-2 here in favor of GameSense. As we follow Richie inside the north hallway, the back hallway, Maui buying the farm, a big Spaz Blast, but it is going to be GameSense finishing off round 26. That is your final score. Actually, make that round 27. I'm wrong. Final score 18-9. We're going to step away, take a quick break, and come right back. It's Oz. You are inside the game.
And let's see, who wants wheat off the air?
Do you know I know nobody wants
wheat off the air. Who wants wheat off the air? Off the air.
I don't want wheat off the air.
One, and that's a map.
Get off my phone!
Legs.
Oh, I'm not going to deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio, ITG.
And welcome back. It is Oslo. We're between rounds here between Turnpike and UT Casa, running down scores here. And stats from our first round. Final score 18-9 in favor of games since they have doubled up Sam Gorsi here to start UT Casa. Leading the charge here for games since it was Maori, 33 kills, 16 deaths. Slider 26-18. Wolverine 24-20. Botas 16-14. Natrix 10-21. For Sam Gorsi, Richie led the attack here. 23 kills, 22 deaths for him. Sanu with 18-22. Uni 16-22. Nemec 14-23. And ESV with 14-24. Stands to reason that you have a positive kill to death ratio. You will win a round. And Maori almost putting up a 2-1 ratio there. When we come back, UT Casa. Oswald in the house here. Clan Base, Fall 2005 comeback action coming up next. And welcome back. It is Oswald. You are inside the game. www.getinsidethegame.com. That is where you can find us right now. A lot of action here taking place. 20 minutes in the books. Sam Gorsi down by 9, 18-9. This is our match of the week, and we are set to go here on UT Casa. Good luck. Have fun. Teams stay on their respective colors. Sam Gorsi in red. G-Sense in blue. G-Sense spawning over in the covered passageway. Here they come very quickly out to the fountain courtyard. Sanu drawn first blood here. LR-300 kill on red, who's been he's been substituted for Slider. We'll run down starting lineups here in just a moment when we get a break in the action. As we follow ESV now down the T-intersection, up on the bridge into the marketplace. ESV with a headshot on a Botas, killing him. Richie, ESV now healing up in the marketplace. As they wait the arrival of Natrax and Maori. Maori just off the fountain courtyard. He is over in the courtyard alleyway. He does have Natrax bathing himself near the fountain. Natrax, you are clean, my friend. Get out of the fountain and go play some Urban Terror. He does have the LR-300 out. Now he moves down toward the covered passageway into the new alleyway. Taking it very quiet. Both Maori and Natrax full health. Both with LR-300s out as Natrax now moving down the past the northeast courtyard up on the patio overlooking the marketplace. Nobody home there for games, or excuse me, for Sam Gorsi. Little game of cat and mouse here, but we could have some action in just a minute. ESV going to take his life in his hands, run down the alley, Timbers, and on the far side, nice work by Richie coming through, guns down, Natrix whips out the DE and puts a bullet in the head of Maori. Nice work there by ESV of Sam Gorsi to get this match started 1-0. In favor of Sam Gorsi. Great work there by Richie and ESV. Red's Exploding Monkey finds ESV, though, to start the round. A grenade. Natrix cannot avoid it inside the courtyard alleyway. Down he goes. Sanu now over in the patio courtyard, drawing fire from the upper fountain hallway. As Sanu now goes back and forth inside that courtyard alleyway. Nemec, though, going to take a run down the upper fountain hallway. He finds Maori right there waiting with the LR-300. Maori is injured. He's got about 30 health left. He's going to call for a medic here. No, he won't call for a medic. He's got trouble, though. He's got a gamer on the patio. That is Sanu. And Sanu going to finish him off in the upper fountain hallway. Botas now retreating down under the bridge just off the fountain courtyard. Sanu was the, or excuse me, Botas was the medic here for game since. Unfortunately, nobody around to help him. We go one-on-one. Sanu and Botas. Long-distance gunfire here taking place. Sanu now passing the fountain, looking down, and a tossing grenade under the bridge. Actually, that maybe it wasn't a grenade, but it doesn't matter. Sanu, Sam Gorsi getting the kill here under the bridge. 2-0 in favor of Sam Gorsi to start this match here on UT Casa. Trying to cut into that sizable lead that GameSense has. We follow Richie into the courtyard alleyway, dropping a grenade into the patio courtyard. That is going to be returned by Natrex, dropping a grenade of his own up onto the patio area, dividing the upper fountain hallway. So a lot of grenade action here to start the round. Uni up on that patio, looking down the covered archway, and Richie's LR-300 just underneath the bridge is going to cut down Red. And from behind, here comes Wolverine mid-air. He is gunned down. Great, great kill there by Sanu as Natrax finishing off Richie. Maori doing a number on Uni. Nemec, he's got the SR-8 out. He is in the upper fountain hallway as we see GameSense over near the T-intersection, now passing the old alleyway over in the Red spawn area. Regrouping, Maori looking over near the T intersection as Maori now decides to go back down the old alleyway. He is under attack here from the alley Timbers. That was Sam Gorsi attacking that direction. Natrix, though, going to kill Nemec. It is going to leave Sanu to fend for himself here. It is a 3-on-1 in favor of GameSense. Sanu makes that a 2-on-1, gunning down Natrix. So that's going to leave Maori and Botas. Who's going to find Sanu first as we pick him up? He is just off the Market Square Alley. He is under attack up on the T-intersection. That was Botas passing the T-intersection, getting the kill. GameSense on the board here on UT Casa. Almost 5 minutes in at the 15:45 mark. They get their first point, 2-1 here. A big HE grenade kill. Sanu back-to-back kills on Red and Maori. As inside the courtyard alleyway, that is Natrax turning his weapon on Sanu, but Sanu from long distance getting the kill. Botas giving us the WTF. Sam Gorsi very quick, very powerful. They put that in the books. 3-1 your score here with Sanu leading all scorers here. 8 kills for him in the early going. Sam Gorsi spawning over in the covered passageway, taking up a defensive position in the fountain courtyard. ESV down near the bridge. Nemec up on the patio. Nemec, though, yes, he becomes a nasty Saint Natrix with another grenade. That is one thing that GameSense has done very well today. Good use of their grenades, not wasting many of them. Wolverine's SR-8 finding the mark. Nemec going down and overrunning the fountain courtyard. That was GameSense. Wolverine, Maori, Natrix, you name it. They took over that area. They get the point. 3-2 our score. Sam Gorsi still up by 1. As we go with Nemec, long distance SR-8 battle unfolding in the marketplace. Grenades being exchanged. ESV hit by a flying grenade just off the obligatory crate. Nemec's SR-8 finds its marks. That takes down Wolverine. Sanu and ESV healing up now. As Natrix finds a mark, killing Richie. As we continue to watch Sam Gorsi hold down the marketplace, That does not bode well. Red coming through the marketplace alley. He gets one kill, but he has turned into peppered steak. Yes, as the boomstick brought out there by Uni and doing some talking, the shotgun. The mighty shotgun. Maori up the marketplace patio. Maori gets back-to-back kills on Nemec and Uni, finishing off the round here for G-Sense, who draws to within a tie now. 3-3 our score. They've rattled off two out of the last three rounds, round 3, 5, and 6. GameSense respawning over in the covered passageway, taking their positions here in the fountain courtyard. We go to the upper fountain hallway. Nobody home. Maori, they're holding down the patio. There's a grenade dropped at the exit there. That was Sanu with the grenade. Nobody home there for GameSense. As here comes Maori and Natrex turning the tables here on Som Gorsi, rushing them over in the patio courtyard. That works to their advantage as they get the flawless victory here in round 7. That is GameSense's second flawless victory. They did have one back in round 17 on UT Turnpike. As we watch the action unfold here again for GameSense. Remember, GameSense does have a 9-point lead coming into UT Casa. And right now they are down by one, but still hold the overall advantage. Nemec and Richie in the patio courtyard. And it's going to be an SR8 shot from Wolverine, finishing off Uni. Sanu getting back-to-back kills inside the patio alley, inside the courtyard alley. Nice work by him as Richie now leading the attack out on to the covered archway. Turning his weapon toward the marketplace alley. That is Red of GameSense. He's a final gamer alive for GameSense. Down the alley, Timbers from behind. Red waiting for him. Here comes Sanu. First man through. Richie coming through the alleyway as well. And it is going to be Richie with the LR300 to even things up here at the 12:15 mark. We're tied 4-4. Som Gorsi going to have to rip off a couple wins in a row here to cut into that 9-point lead that GameSense has. Right now, it is not happening. They are playing some even games right now. We are tied, as I said, 4-4. Wolverine starting the killing early with his SR8 as we see Richie now down the new alleyway into the fountain courtyard. He shoots. He's got Red just coming off the covered archway. Red in a little bit of trouble. He goes down. Maori finishing off Sanu, but not before he guns down Red and gets the point for his clan. So score now 5-4. Som Gorsi down by one again. And Red's grenade, Richie walked right into it as he's coming through the arched foyer onto the bridge. He never made the bridge. He had a date with Destiny. He dies. Wolverine getting another SR8 kill early in this round. Red near the T intersection as he sees two teammates cut down, Maori and Botas. Red continuing to stand there with the DE out. Uni going to finish him off with a retro M4 that led into a feeling. Also fine. Uni there to kill his teammate. That is not what you want. First team kill goes to Som Gorsi here.
Red team wins.
But they are able to fend off the final attack here. Final attacker here. As somebody had their foot broken off in the ass of Sanu. That was Uni. Kind of funny. Never saw that message before. We are tied back up 5 apiece here at the 10:40 mark and counting. Sanu's Exploding Monkey taking down Wolverine. Richie getting to the action as well. Another HE grenade finding its mark as we follow Nemec down the upper fountain hallway. Drops down into the patio courtyard. He goes Sanu. Whole lot of DE round. Coned goes. Yes. GameSense. Down they fall. Som Gorsi picking up two in a row here. 6-5 our score. As we watch the action continuing to take place right now, that action belonging to Som Gorsi, but a big grenade there takes out two of the Som Gorsi gamers, Nemec and Uni. It also took out Maori, so three kills right there with one grenade, but it is going to be Som Gorsi who gets the victory. They go up by 2-7-5. All that action taking place up on the patio of the fountain courtyard. Wolverine, another SR8 kill. Wolverine now leading all scorers. Actually, he's tied with Red for GameSense with 11 kills up on the bridge. Red getting a nice headshot there, LR300 style. Gunning down Richie. He goes up with 12 kills. So substitute doing very well here for GameSense. Red, the substitute here at the break for Slider. As we follow GameSense into the marketplace, that is where ESV is. ESV never saw Wolverine from behind dropping the boomstick. That was Wolverine on ESV Sanu in a whole lot of trouble. His world rocked by GameSense. Down he goes. GameSense getting the point. 7-6 now, our score. As we see some F-bombs now being dropped in-game. Oh, you gotta love this gaming action here. All sorts of things happening here as we watch Som Gorsi come out of the covered passageway. Once again, Natrax coming through the courtyard alleyway. He meets up with a grenade. Down he goes. GameSense turning up the attacks here, but being turned away by Som Gorsi. ESV finishing off. Wolverine coming underneath the bridge into the Fountain Courtyard. Not able to do so. Richie with a final kill here on a Botas in the upper Fountain Hallway. GameSense goes, Som Gorsi goes back up by 2-8-6 with 8:25 on the clock. Som Gorsi doing a good job here the last 3 minutes of this match as they try to cut into that lead that GameSense has established on UT Turnpike. So far, doing a good job. Botas with the HE grenade. His grenade misses. He is gunned down by Uni. The G36 out. So Som Gorsi now up by 4. As we learn how to add here, there are no two round 13s. It's round 13, 14, and 15. 9-6, our score. Som Gorsi back in the action. Coming through and out of the covered passageway. Wolverine, another headshot with the SR8 slowing down Sanu. GameSense getting back into the game here. Here they come infiltrating the Fountain Courtyard. Richie in a whole lot of trouble. 3-on-1. He is gang raped by Botas, Wolverine, and Natrax with Red getting the kill. Never had a chance. That is going to leave ESV to fend for himself. He's got the LR300 out just off the T intersection. He is in a bit of trouble. He is bleeding. He's going to be SR8'd again. Sniper to buy. That's right, by Wolverine. As round 16 is done, it goes to GameSense. 9-7 our score here on UT Casa. 7 minutes to go here in the match. GameSense spawning in the covered passageway. They come out into the alleyway. We go Sanu with back-to-back kills. Great work by Sanu, gunning down Botas and Natrix. As we see Wolverine, another SR8 kill there on Anemic over in the marketplace. Wolverine not missing much here with that sniper rifle. He misses right there, and that miss is going to cost him his life. Richie from all the way down the new alleyway as Wolverine was retreating. So back up by 3 points goes Som Gorsi, 10-7. Action continues. We follow Nemec over in the marketplace. He's got the SR8 out, and yes, all the way down the alley, Timbers, there is another gamer there. That is Wolverine. He does have the SR8 out as well. But you know what? Nemec finds him very quickly, gunning him down. Snipered, and Nemec doing a good job there, fending off that attack from Wolverine, returning with an attack of his own. Maori getting into the action here, gunning down Richie. As we see Nemec buying the farm, Maori right there, putting the bullet in ESV. Botas retreating now into the patio courtyard. He's got Botas with him. Maori and Botas turning their weapons on Sanu. Sanu dropped. Round 18 done at 10-8. Som Gorsi still up. They're going to have to turn up the gaming action here. They have 5:30 to go, and they are down by 7 points here. An exploding monkey turns back the attack of Anemic. That dropped by a Natrax of GameSense. Natrax returning back into the courtyard. He's got Sanu corner. Sanu like a little mouse trying to find the cheese. Going the wrong way. He is gunned down again. Natrax providing the kill. Sanu, though, bled out Natrax. So teams exchange kills as we follow Richie now down the alley. Timbers slowly comes out on the backside, passing the T intersection. He's got Botas to find. Where is Botas hiding? Botas under the bridge in the patio courtyard. Nice hop over the bridge. Richie getting a couple of shots off, and his final shiny bullet going to find the noggin of Botas, gunning him down. So Som Gorsi going back up by 3 here in round 19, 4:45 on the clock. Score 11-8. Som Gorsi trying to chew into that lead, having a little bit of luck, but still time is against him. 4:30 to go. Sanu's grenade tossed over the top. It finds Natrax. Maori now up on the stairs. Upper Fountain Hallway being chased away by a grenade with the boomstick coming through loud and proud. That was Uni turning away Mowry. So Saum Gorsy running and controlling the map right now. Wolverine left with the SR8 out. That is not going to bode well for him. He is injured. Wolverine getting one attack there. It hit him in the waist. Uni able to heal himself very quickly, but ESV over in the marketplace finishing off Wolverine up by four now. Saum Gorsy trying to get back in the game here. 358 and counting. They have a four-point lead. They are still down by five rounds. GameSense coming into the patio courtyard again, holding up a position there. We see Red near the T intersection. Red now down the T intersection. Wolverine returning the Spaz Blast. He gets one kill of his own. Uni, though, back-to-back kills there. Uni, nice job on Wolverine and Mowry. Sanu above the bridge. Here comes Red onto the bridge. Nice work by Red, but it's going to be Sanu with the kill on Red over on the bridge. Round 21 done. 13-8 is our score. Saum Gorsy turning this into a match here in the last few minutes. 3 minutes, 19 and counting. GameSense spawning over in the covered passageway. They take up their position in the fountain courtyard. Mowry up on the balcony looking down toward the courtyard alleyway. Here comes Uni through with the LR300. Uni getting the kill on Wolverine. ESB right there as well to provide backup. He buys a farm as well. Botas with the kill. Saum Gorsy, though, doing a nice job. Sanu getting into the action, as was Richie, as we see Nemec and Richie now go their separate ways. Richie down the alley, Timbers, Nemec in it too, the fountain courtyard, as they go in search of a Botas once again, most likely in the patio courtyard, but he has moved out of the patio courtyard down the upper fountain hallway. He comes out into the fountain courtyard as he now quickly retreats down the new alleyway, running for his life here. He's got about 80 health, the LR300 out. He's got 2 minutes left in this round, and right now it's pretty much a stall tactic here for GameSense, as a Botas getting the LR300 kill on Richie, finishing him off. As we see Nemec on the other side of the map here, Nemec gonna have to get some balls here and go after GameSense. He cannot sit back. 2 minutes. We are at the 2 minute mark. In it to the marketplace. He goes. Botas gonna finish him off. Nice odd man rush there by Botas. Botas gonna get the point here for GameSense, and that may have been the nail in the proverbial coffin here for Saum Gorsy. 13-9 is our score. They are up by four in this round, but down by five in the match. A minute 45, gonna be very hard to come back from. As we see Wolverine doing the talking here, another Spaz Blast. Red getting the DE kill, but Richie right there, back-to-back kills on Natrix and Mowry over in the patio courtyard, turning his SR8 on one of the GameSense gamers. That is Wolverine chasing Nemec now. Nemec with the SR8 still out, trying to get that quick kill, not able to do so, not fast enough to switch weapons, and Red is going to finish him off. So Saum Gorsy going down here in rounds 22 and 23. 13-10 is our score. 1 minute, 10 seconds to go here in the match. Saum Gorsy now up by three here, and UT Casa down by six in the match. And it looks like it is going to be a victory here for GameSense. They are going to come out and take their first qualifying round. Sanu, though, nice back-to-back kills coming through that courtyard alleyway. Sanu now under heavy attack from two directions. Yes, he's getting it from behind and from in front, Mowry and Red. And it's going to be, I forgot who that was. That was actually Red with the kill. Nemec under attack. He whips out the DE, but he's going to be done in by Richie. Nice work there by Richie to get 1 point back. Too late for Saum Gorsy, who made a game of it here at about the four-minute mark. Got a bit of a lead, but have not been able to capitalize on that lead. They are up by four as we watch Sanu now coming through the courtyard alleyway. A grenade dropped in his direction. Natrax by the farm. Nice work there by Sanu before he buys a farm with that grenade. As we see Richie back-to-back kills on Red and Mowry once again. Nemec hanging on for dear life onto his SR8. Uni finished off in the upper found hallway, so that leaves Richie to get the last point here for his clan. He is on the bridge. He is under attack. This is going to be the final round. Time has expired. Under the bridge we go. That is it. Round goes to GameSense, so they are going to win this match. Final score here of this match, 14-11. It is Oswald. We're going to come right back, wrap things up right here. You are dialed in to Inside the Game. We're coming right back at you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theories.
That every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created.
This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to play with live sports coverage.
You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to...
games.
So keep it here. And inside the Radio ITG.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
Quake 3. Counter-Strike. Quake 3. Counter-Strike. Quake 3. Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around! If you do not shut up!
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more.
This is the all-new...
family-oriented...
radio...
And welcome back to Inside the Game. It is Oswald here with your post-game wrap-up where you have heard a game since defeat Som Gorsi, final score 32-20. That last match on UT Casa going to game since, though, 14, or excuse me, I have that wrong here. I added wrong. Damn it. Let me get the score right here for you. Is not, I was going to say, it's closer than 32-20. Let me try that again. How about 29? Is that right? That's right. 29-23. My bad. I had it backwards. 29-23 game since over Som Gorsi. UT Casa did go to Som Gorsi, though, 14-11. But by that time, they were already down by 9 points after their 18-9 drumming on UT Turnpike. As we look over the scores here on UT Casa, Sanu leading all scores here for Som Gorsi. 31 kills. Wolverine with 22 for game sense. As we look toward our active warriors of the game today, we're going to hand it out for Som Gorsi. It is going to be Richie. Richie had two good rounds here. 23 kills in the first, 22 on UT Casa. So congratulations to Richie. And for game sense, it is going to be Wolverine. He led his team here on Casa, which helped key the victory, and also had 24 kills in UT Turnpike. So congratulations to Wolverine and Richie, our active warriors of the game here today. And that is going to do it for us here on Inside the Game. Thank you for tuning in. I do want to thank our admin, Zinix, today. Also want to thank Preet of Fro Servers for providing all the GTV coverage. And again, I am Oswald for Inside the Game. We'll see you next time. Again, our winner today, game sense 29-23 over Som Gorsi. That is going to do it for us. I am out of here. Have a good one.